and happy SG50 to one and all.
大家早上好。
Today we are entering into chapter 6 of Romans, so allow me to first read the text for us in English, and for those who prefer to read in Mandarin or in Chinese, please refer to the PowerPoint.
我们今天会继续来看罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1 to 14 says, What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ has raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have united with him in death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in resurrection like this. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Well, an American Christian minister tells a true story about a convict who murdered a fellow prisoner on a maximum security island off the coast of Australia.
有一个美国的牧师就讲了一个真实的故事，是关于一个囚犯，他在一个岛上的监狱里面呢，澳洲那里的岛上的监狱，杀死了一个同样被囚的囚犯。
Now, when he was later asked in court as to why he murdered a fellow prisoner,
当他被法庭上问说为什么要杀死这个同伴的时候，
Now, he said that he was sick of being on the island and found no more reason for living on.
他就觉得他已经活得很厌倦了，所以就要死。
I can understand that, say the judge.
这个法官就说我可以明白。
But why didn't you just drown yourself in the ocean?
那你不为什么自己淹死就算了
？Why murder somebody？
又何必杀死另外一个人呢
？Well, I figure it this way, says the prisoner.
囚犯就说、哦、我是这样子想的。
I'm a Catholic，
因为我是天主教。
If I commit suicide，
如果我自杀的话
，I had go straight to hell，
那我就立刻就去进入地狱。
But if I murder，
可是如果是杀人的话呢
？I can come back here，
我还可以再回来到这里这个法庭
，confess to a priest。
然后过后又可以跟这个神父告解。
And that way God will forgive me before I'm executed.
那就在我处决以前呢，神就可以原谅我。
Well, not at all an appropriate story to start us out on this happy day where we celebrate SG50.
可是这个在 SG50 的早上呢，以这样的故事开始好像不是很搭。
But this true story goes to show that how off track it can get when the understanding of grace is distorted.
不过这样的一个故事呢，就告诉我们，如果我们以扭曲的方式来明白恩典的话呢，可以是非常离真理非常远的。
Paul made a statement at the close of the previous chapter.
所以在第五章那时候的总结的时候是这么说。
He said that where sin increased, grace multiplied all the more.
法律的加入使过犯显多，只是罪在那里显多，恩典就更倍增了。
Now Paul could see immediately when he write this that how people may use it use what he say and turn it into a license to do just about anything.
所以保罗当然可以看出，人可以用他的这一句话呢来做任何的恶事。
Now he therefore quickly throw out this question at the start of today's text.
所以在今天的这章里面，他就立刻发问了这个问题。
He asked, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?"
他说：“可我们可以留在罪中，叫恩典增多吗？”
And then he went on to explain what it means to be living under grace.
所以他就说什么是活在恩典里面。
Now let's first bring up to date a term used in the passage before we look further into what Paul has to say about living under grace.
我们要明白这一段的一个很重要的词，这样我们才能够明白什么是活在恩典里面。
Now Paul referred to his readers in verse 3 and 4 as people who are baptized.
在第三、第四节里面呢，他就讲到有被洗礼的人。
Now I just want to remind us, firstly, that folks back then in the first century.They undergo baptism the very day they believe in Christ and commit their lives to Him.
在这里有一个提醒，就是要知道，就是在初世纪的这些人呢，他们当天信主的时候，他们已经就当天洗礼了。
Now, in case we don't know, people back those days don't get to first attend course A and course B. You know, they don't have that.
就是在当时候的人呢，没有必须上课了过后，然后才洗礼。
Neither do they have any other kind of baptism calls from other churches before they undergo baptism.
或也没有好像其他教会里面的那些福音洗礼课才会洗礼。
In other words, baptism is more like conversion in today's context.
所以在这里所指的洗礼呢，就好比我们今天所说的信主。
In short, what Paul has to say about grace concerns anyone who says that I commit my life to Christ.
所以这里所说的活在恩典里面指的就是所有愿意信主的人。
Now grace, says Paul, is about us being
所以恩典在这里所指的呢，就是
about us being buried with him through baptism into death, and in our case means conversion, right? In order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
恩典指的就是我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，而我们就要活出新的生命，就像耶稣借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Now grace, in other words, means that when we believe in Christ,
所以恩典就是说当我们信主的时候，
and are joined with him,
与他联合的时候，
or joined to him,
或者连于他的时候，
We shall share what is his.
而我们就跟他共享他是什么。
He died to sin and is free from his power.
因为他在罪里死了，就脱了罪这个罪的权势。
We share that.
我们也是共同分享。
He lives a life that is able to please God.
我们他活出了一个喜悦神的生命。
We share that too.
我们也共享。
This is what grace is about, basically.
而这就是恩典的基本定义。
Then in verse 11.
在十一节的时候，
Paul urges the Christian to count yourself dead to sin but alive to God in Jesus Christ.
保罗就告诉信徒们，他们当看自己是像罪死了，却在基督里像神活着。
Now what do you ask them to do? They ask them to count yourself dead in Christ but alive to God.
他在这里就说你们当看自己是像罪死并且是像神活。
Now what would be one important thing to note about this counting process?
所以在这个当看这个词这里要注意的是什么呢？
Now there's a song that keep drumming into my ears recently, or should I say our ears.
最近呢就有一首诗歌不断的向我们播放。
是诗歌哈 ,maybe 了。
歌。
Now when I turn on the TV the night, I hear it.
晚上看电视的时候就听得到。
One evening when I pass by a Heron Orchard,
我在乌节路那里经过 Heron 的时候，
The gigantic screen outside the building was telecasting that song.
那外面的荧幕呢，也就在播放这首歌。
And in fact, for me, if you all know, the drumming actually starts right from the morning.
而且是每天早上就有这首歌。
The office that I use faces the Chinese kindergarten.
那是因为我的用的这个办公室就面对着这个新幼。
I don't want to say more,
right? 也许你就已经知道我要讲的是什么。
And I am sure you all know the song that, which song am I referring to?
所以你想这首歌是什么呢？
In the second verse of the song,
在第二节这里这么说。
Let us look at the PowerPoint. We find these words.
他这么说。
He says that we have built a brave new world where we could share and grow.
我们已经建立这个新的世界，我们可以放光芒，可以成长。
And now we only have to look forward tomorrow. Also, sorry, look towards tomorrow.
我们就可以面对未来。
Question.
所以这个问题是
，Did the composer Mr. Dick Lee try to stretch his imagination and put into words something that has yet to be seen, something has yet to happen?
迪利在这里所说的。就是只企图发挥自己的想象力，而把一个还没有发生的事情写成文字吗
？In other words, is he trying to sing into existence a new reality?
难道他是想要以唱的方式把这样的一个现实能够体现出来吗
？I don't think so.
我觉得不是。
I think he is simply describing what he perceives as today's Singapore.
其实他就是在企图描述他所现在看到的新加坡。
He observes and he recognizes.
因为他观察，他认出来。
And in recognizing, he breathes in what is to him reality and breathes out the song.
所以他就以这样子的现实呼吸进去，并把他这样的现实以诗歌表达出来。
Now, am I saying too much about the song since all we need to know is the whole portion in order to participate tonight?
难道我已经讲太多这首诗歌了吗
？Now what I mean is that's what counting is all about.
我其实所描述的就是单看就是这样子的了解。
The counting that Paul asks us to do in verse 11 is not asking us to try to picture a potential new reality.
所以在这里所指的单看，不是说有一个企图要了解这样的一个什么新的现实
，but to recognize that a new reality has dawned.
而是这样的一个新的现实呢，已经出现了。
For Christ has done it，
因为基督已经完成了。
Christ has made it possible for his believers to now choose not to sin。
基督已经让他的门徒现在已经可以有选择，不选择罪。
Grace is already in operation，
因为恩典已经是启动了。
Christ has established a new nation where its citizens are no longer under the power or the domain of sin， but under the power or the under the power or the grace of God.
因为基督已经建立了这个王国，而他的里面的子民呢，不再是罪的管辖底下，而是在神的权柄底下。
In short, it is not the counting, the mental exertion that achieved the dying to sin and being alive to God.
所以并不是因为那个单看，也就是那个在思维上的那种肯定，来使到这个在罪死了在神那里活的这样的一个现实，不是的。
Rather, we count simply, and simply because being free from the control of sin and being alive to God has become for Christians a reality.
而我们单看的那个原因呢，是因为这个脱离罪的管辖，在神里面活的这样的事情，本来就已经是现实了。
Now, why are we listening to this?
为什么我们要听这样的事情呢？
One reason is, of course, that's exactly what the text is saying.
一方面当然是经文是这么说的。
The other reason is because I personally find that being a Christian can at times be an intimidating business.
另外一个原因呢，是因为作为一个基督徒，有时候是一个相当可怕的事。
I find it to be the case, for example, when I'm just simply sitting comfortably in the worship service.
当我就坐在崇拜的那个那里听到的时候。
And then that guy called the pastor come on after a while and says something like this.
牧师又这么说。
Congregation is not me saying this, but it is God who say, "Be holy because I'm holy."
会众们啊，不是我说啊，是神告诉你的、啊，就是你们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
Or the pastor rattles off, "Congregation, it is the Lord Jesus Christ who say in Matthew chapter 5:48, 'Be perfect because I'm perfect.'"
或者是牧师就说啊，会众啊，这个是耶稣基督说的啊，你们要完全，因为像我们的天父一样是完全的。
Now, if we find the challenge that goes like this.To ask us to be holy, to be perfect, to sound intimidating.
如果你觉得这样的一个挑战就是要圣洁又要完全，你觉得这个是非常可怕的话。
If we find it 可怕 then we are friends.
那的确我们就是知己了，我们是知交。
Such challenges tend to make me question myself.
因为这样的挑战就让我质疑自己。
You know, are you trying hard enough?
我是否是更够努力呢
？You know, have you not been trying hard enough?
还是我还不够努力吗
？You know, the pastor's challenge when it comes through in this way, start to you know just become like accusation after a while.
因为牧师的这样的一种挑战，就觉得好像是一种责备。
But friends, I think we do not need to feel intimidated or overwhelmed when we read or we hear the Bible verses as such being parroted by somebody.
不过朋友们啊，我们当听到这样的经节被说出来的时候，我们不需要觉得可怕或者是很多压力。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because it's never the counting.
因为不是那个当看。
Never the mental exertion.
不是那个在思维上要有 做出来的肯定。
That achieved the dying to sin.
才能够完全和完成这个在罪里死。
That being alive to God and being able to live holy lives.
或者是要在神里面活出来这样的一个圣洁的生命。
It's never the counting.
因为不是这个单看完成这个事情。
We count because things have happened and we now can count.
因为我们之所以可以单看是因为事情早就已经完成了。
And friends, the Bible is not so much about, it's not so much a book that spells out spiritual goals for you and I to go and try hard to achieve.
所以朋友们，这个圣经不是一本书，是要描述这些目标让我们能够来完成的，不是。
The Bible is a book that seeks first and foremost to communicate the gospel.
而圣经最主要的呢，就是要表达这个福音。
The Bible is about God understanding our difficulties and limitations.
在圣经里面所描述的神是明白我们的困境跟我们的限定的。
About him entering into our situations.
能够进入我们的境况。
And about him making it possible for us to live life in a holy manner.
使我们能够活出这样子的圣洁的生活。
Our part is to recognize that the new, is to recognize this new reality and to participate in the life of Christ.
所以我们的部分其实就是要认清这样的一个新的现实，使我们能够参与基督的生命。
We have participated in His death by committing our lives to Him and through baptism.
所以呢，当我们愿意洗礼的时候，愿意就是等于愿意参与耶稣基督的死。
And so now we just continue to participate in his life as he lives to God.
所以我们就是就如基督如何的向神活，我们也参与这样的一个生命。
And just by participating in him, we live holy lives.
所以就单能够参与基督的生命，我们就活出了这圣洁的生命。
Now does this sound too good to be true?
难道这样的事情太好了吗？不可能成为现实吗？
Does this sound like just but a piece of cake?
还是太容易了。
Now we are well aware that our hot temper is still there.
因为我们当然知道我们还有这个坏脾气。
And our hot temper tend to translate into verbal abuses.
就会因为这个坏脾气而骂人。
Our selfishness are equally still there.
我们的自私自利还是在。
And our selfishness that never intend to rob anybody often ending up someone losing out because of us.
虽然没有企图就是要害别人，不过还是因为我们的关系使到别人吃亏。
And we are people that carry baggage loaded with hurts.
我们还是有很多受伤害的包袱。
And the hurts we carry make us hurt.
因为我们这样的被伤害也会去伤害人。
And we still have all the other so-called old kingdom traits that I can mention this morning.
还有许多我们这个旧的国度的这些价值观。
All of them very much well and alive and prancing like predators.
就好像猎兽一样的等待着我们。
Causing others to suffer from time to time.
就伤害到别人。
Yes, what the apostles say does sound too good to be true.
所以保罗在这里所描述的听起来好像是太好了，不能够成为现实。
But he has not finished.
可是他还没说完呢。
Verse 13.
在十三节这么说。
Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as instrument of righteousness.
不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的工具，倒要从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体献给神做义的工具。
What does this verse tell us?
所以这句怎么说呢？
Let me ask another question. Are we familiar with the Christian dictum that says already and not yet?
不知道大家熟悉这样的一句话，就是然与未然，或者是已经，可是还没有实现。
I am looking for a translation for next Sunday. 然与未然 good. Well, the already and not yet try to say that there are two realities happening at the same time with regard to Christian living holy lives.
所以这个软与未软所形容的呢，就是在有同时间就有两个现实在发生。
One, Christ has already founded a new nation where its citizens are no longer under the power of sin, but under the power of God.
也就是基督呢，在建立这个新的国度，这个已经发生了。
Or under the grace of God.
我们就是已经是不在罪的管辖底下，而是在恩典的管辖底下。
Now this we may say is objective truth for Christians.
所以在基督徒而言，这个是一个客观的真理。
But secondly,
可是另一方面
，because we have not yet participate literally in Jesus' resurrection.
可是我们还没有确实的参与耶稣基督的这个复活吗？
The power of sin is still trying to create havoc, trying to hold parties at wherever we are.
所以这个罪的权柄呢，仍然在我们任何的处境里面，想要辖制我们。
Now this is also true in our case.
所以在对我们的情况也是如此。
That's why Paul says this, and for us, we have to ask ourselves: to which side do we offer ourselves?
所以在保罗就会问我们说，我们在这个里面，我们到底要向谁献上呢？
There's all this push pull going on. God give us a strength, He push us to do good. The power of sin lures us, pull us into its side.Before this push-pull going on, which side do we offer ourselves towards?
因为在这里就有一个所谓的牵扯在发生的当中，一个是推向我们进入新的生命，不过另外一方面又在拉扯着我们。
Now, two of my family members recently have to wear the arm sling.
我家里最近有两个人需要穿上这个手臂的这个吊带。
Pray with me that won't be a 无三不成立 thing happen. That's already two.
希望不会有第三位。
My mom is still recovering from a fractured shoulder, and my little niece, 5 years old, is recovering from a fractured forearm.
母亲最近这个肩膀裂了，然后我的这个侄女就是手臂裂了。
Now let's imagine that they are tennis players.
我们想象一下，如果他们是网球员。
As long as the arm sling is still on,
这个吊带还是吊着。
They are not free to swing the racket.
所以他们就不能够使这个网球拍。
Sounds a bit like those days when we still haven't come under grace.
就好像那时候我们还没有在恩典底下的时候。
But soon the arm slings will be removed.
不过呢，这个吊带就会被拿走。
And at that time they are free to return the serves.
那时候当然他们就能够做他们的网球的动作。
And when the opponent attacks.
所以当这个敌人攻击的时候，
Do they play into or they will counter the opponent's tricky moves?
他们要随着这个敌人的球，还是他们要还手呢？
Friends, just say that you and I today are holding the racket today.
所以朋友们，就好比我们现在就拿着这个网球拍。
We are free on one hand.
我们当然是有这个自由。
But on the other hand, the opponent, the power of sin, is trying to party in our court.
可是这个罪呢，这个敌人呢，他就企图在我们的这个球场上就掌权。
Because it's already a not yet situation that we are in.
因为我们就处于这个软与未软的这个境况。
Do we offer ourselves to sin as instrument of wickedness, or do we offer ourselves as instrument of righteousness unto God?
所以我们是要向罪献上我们自己来做恶，还是我们是要向神献上成为义的这个奴仆呢？
Now whatever decision we may make,
我们不管是要做出什么决定的时候，
it will take more than a day for us to perfect the strokes.
而要能够完全学会全部的招数，不是一天两天的事。
And so one other thing quickly comes to mind.
所以就有另外一件事情要注意。
One of the most comforting things that I can say to someone or someone can say to me in an empathetic and gentle voice will be this.
一个很常常能够安慰人的对人说或者人家对我说的一句非常同情的话是如此的。
We love you just as you are. Just be yourself.
你是谁我们就如此的爱你了，你就做自己就好了。
Now anyone don't like someone saying this,Please raise your hand.
难道有人不喜欢人家对他说出这样的话的吗？
Now I don't think you're shy this time because you like it when people say that Just be who you are. We love you as who you are.
我们当然不是因为害羞，而是我们真正的喜欢人家这样子的对我们说。
And don't get me wrong with what I'm about to say. I do appreciate words like this that has life-giving potentials.
千万不要误会我，我非常能够珍惜这样的能够供应给人家生命的这种话语。
But in the context with what we have been saying about being holy and being in a situation of already and not yet, coupled with the fact that we really need time to grow.
可是呢，在于我们谈到圣洁跟公义这样的一个软与未软的境界的当中的时候呢，我们就要注意说，我们其实是要有成长的时间。
In a situation like this, a danger such as just be yourself.
所以在这种情况，当我们只是说你做自己就好了
，or just be who you are，
或者你现在是怎样就怎样吧
，simply doesn't characterize the kind of outlook that we really should have on this spiritual pilgrimage, on this already and not yet journey。
绝对没有描述到我们其实就在这样的一个属灵的道路当中。
So apart from recognizing that we are called to participate in Christ's life，
所以一方面呢 是要认清说我们必须参与基督的生命。
Let us all make one more phrase our maxim。
所以有另外一件事情我们要注意的就是
，Not just be who you are，
不单是我们要做自己而已。
But we need to have this as our attitude. Become who we are becoming.
那就是我们要成为那个我们必须成为的人。
Become what?
我们要成为什么？
Like Christ.
当然是要成为像基督一样。
And in practical terms,
实际上来说
，to do this,
能够这样子做
，it simply means to participate and participate and continue to participate in Christ's life.
就是不断的参与，并且参与基督的生命。
And as we participate, I believe we will grow and get to the not yet when we participate literally. We'll get to the not yet where we will participate literally in Christ's resurrection.
而这样子，这个不断的成长的时候，我们最终真的是能够到那个基督的复活最终的这个参与。
That will happen in God's time.
那个就在神的时间里面能够完成。
But right now.
可是现在
participating in Christ's life means doing what Christ does.
在参与基督的生命，意思呢，就是做基督所做的事情。
Christ came into our world in part to fulfill a mission.
因为基督来到我们的世界，就是要完成一个使命。
A mission that is still happening, still ongoing today.
而这个使命呢，现在仍然在继续行动当中。
And the Bible tells us that he fulfilled his mission by being to the ones that he served, a prophet.Priest and king.
圣经所告诉我们的是，我们基督所完成的这个使命呢，就是以先知、祭司跟君王的身份来服侍他的人。
Now a prophet we know, based primarily communicates the heartbeat of God to people and also communicate to others the future that God wants to build.
基督作为先知呢，就是传达神的心意，并且传达神所要建立的这个未来。
That's what Christ has done and is still doing.
这就是基督所做的，也是继续在做的事情。
A priest would stand before God and man and reconcile man to God.
而作为祭司呢，就是站在人跟神之间，能够使他们彼此和好。
This also is what Christ has done and is still doing.
这也是基督所做的，也是继续在做的事。
A king rules with wisdom.
一个君王就是以智慧来管理。
And we see in Jesus' teaching and his deeds.
在基督的整个教导跟行动里面就反映了这点。
To participate in Christ's life means to walk in Jesus' footsteps.
所以什么叫做参与基督的生命呢？就是跟耶稣基督同行，一起做。
And so friends,
所以弟兄姐妹
，You and I,
我们
are called to be prophet, priest, and king.
也是同样的，要做先知、祭司跟君王。
All this title sounds bombastic.
这三个职分听起来好像是很大的职分。
I may be a 14-year-old schoolgirl that is bullied from time to time.
我可能只是一个14岁的少女，我还时不时还会被人欺负。
Me?
所以你说我吗
？Prophet?
又要做先知
？King?
君王？哪里可能？
But again, friends, the Bible is not asking us to stretch our imagination to picture that we can be so and so.
可是弟兄姐妹，圣经所这里形容的不是只是不是要我们去发挥我们的想象力来能够哦，我能够成为这样这样这样，不是。
But to simply recognize that the new reality that Christ has brought about.
而是要看出来基督所完成的这个新的真理。
And to just participate in what He's doing.
把它认出来，并且就直接参与了。
And talking about being bullied.
所以讲到这里被欺负。
Didn't Jesus, the prophet, priest, and king had a huge sampling of it when he was mocked, beaten, and insulted just before being crucified?
难道基督这位先知、祭司跟君王，难道他不是同样的在被这个钉十字架以前，也是同样的这样子被欺负、被侮辱吗？
And who would know that the same prophet, priest, and king?Would in what ways this same prophet, priest, and king would want to bring about healing in our world today?
又哪里知道同这样一位的先知、祭司跟君王呢？现今呢就带来了这个全世界的医治呢
？All that we know is that he has risen and is building God's kingdom in our midst.
我们现在知道的就是他已经死里复活，并且在我们当中建立了神的国。
And so the question for us today is.
所以我们要问的自己的问题是。
Are we active participants in his life in building and constructing the new nation?
我们是否愿意这样子的在他的生命里面不断的参与投入呢？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we may see the new reality.That amidst the strain that we feel because of this already and not yet, we live in a new aeon, a new era, where we are free to choose not to sin, where we are free and empowered to love. Help us as you continue your mission. Help us to come along.And help us to bring glory unto the Father as you do. In your name we pray.